This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health and Living with me, T. Xiao Yik. We are doing a Hari Raya special on Health and Living today, and of course, this is to mark the start of Hari Raya Aidilfitri tomorrow, which, as we all know, is a month-long celebration with lots of rumah terbuka, festivities, and not to mention good food. So we're catching up with some of our medical experts to find out how they celebrate this festival with their family and friends. And joining us on the line today is Dr. Zanaria Hussein, consultant endocrinologist, and she's been on our show many times before to talk, I think, most often about diabetes. And so we'll be finding more about how she's looking forward to Hari Raya. Good afternoon, Dr. Zanaria. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
So, Dr. Zanaria, what was Raya like when you were growing up?
Oh, well, when I was growing up, it was a lot of fun because it meant we would go back to our grandparents' home. And that would mean either in Seremban, and that would be my maternal grandparents, or Johor Bahru, my paternal grandparents. And then we would meet up with all the cousins and the extended family. And it was just something that a young person and a child or adolescent would be really looking forward to, getting back to see all the relatives and catching up, yeah.
What were some of the festivities or traditions that your family practiced that, you know, you really hold dear to?
Well, I think usually what we do is we'd get back a day or two before Hari Raya itself, if, you know, our parents got to have that that leave, and we'd help about at the house, and that would mean helping in the kitchen a bit, you know, with whatever was going on that the grandmother was cooking up in the kitchen, and maybe tidying up a bit the house. And soon, one by one, the cousins would come back, and then, you know, a lot of play and exchange of stories. And in the evenings, a bit of fireworks, not such grand ones, but little ones, you know, the bunga api that you hold in the hand. Mm-hmm. And lighting up the pelita around the house. And, just being together with the extended family, that would be what would happen. And then the night before Hari Raya, preparing for the next morning, which would mean usually preparing the food. Mm-hmm. To be ready, you know, the cakes and biscuits in little containers, the table to be prepared for the guests the next day.
What would the first day of Raya look like for your family?
The first day, well, very early in the morning, we'd wake up, and usually before getting ready, we'd say our salams to our parents and, you know, aunties, uncles, before rushing and, you know, queuing for the loo to get ready and get dressed. And then heading, some of us would head to the mosque if we can, or to the nearby surau, say the prayers, and then come back. But of course, everyone would be in their best baju kurung. Mm-hmm. And baju raya. If it was in Seremban, usually we'd just wait. The first visitors in the house would be the young children in the neighborhood would come in groups and, you know, offer their salams, and all very excited because going from house to house to have the goodies. But what they were really waiting for is the duit raya. Mm-hmm. You know, so and that would go on. And usually the first day, if we were at our grandparents, at least the morning until the mid-afternoon would be waiting at home for guests to come before we may head out to visit other close relatives that were in the same area or nearby. Yeah, so the first day or two would be, at the hometown. But I was always in the town area, you know, whether it was Seremban or Johor Bahru. I didn't really have a feel of having, a raya really back into the kampung. Mm-hmm. Area, which some do, and that which I look forward to, seeing. Yes. Sometimes when you watch, TV and you imagine.
I'm sure
how
it's very different.
Going long distances. Yeah, but after the grandparents passed, as we got older and they passed, and one by one, the relatives all moved out to the to KL and the Klang Valley. Mm-hmm. So there were no more Rayas at the family home. Mm. So in fact, for maybe the last decade and a half, it's been Raya in Kuala Lumpur, Petaling Jaya, or Taman Tun.
Actually,
so
that
it's an urban Hari Raya.
That's right.
The spirit is not lost. I think it's more. It's always about family, relatives, meeting elders, and
How do you make Hari Raya special for your own family and for your children now?
For my children, because we always we're at home. We're always sort of in a rush to get to see our either my in-laws or my father, now that my mother has passed. Mm. So it's a rather brief time in the first hours at home. But what we do is we head to the graveyard to visit my mum's grave. Mm-hmm. We actually then head to the Putrajaya Mosque and say our prayers, and then we quickly go to KL. Mm-hmm. So actually we're in a rush usually in the first day to make sure that we fulfill all our obligations to our loved ones.
Right. Any particular traditions that you would want to make sure that your children must experience so that they don't forget that?
I think the most important thing is visiting the elders, very, very important in this time. Mm-hmm. In the past, maybe you go back to the hometown, everybody comes back to one place. Mm-hmm. But now that we don't do that, then it's really important to ensure that, they know their grandparents, and, not only that, but the extended family, which is quite wide, and that they pay their respect to that meet up and catch up, mm-hmm. That's important. Besides the food and festivity, I think the most important thing sometimes is to catch up with relatives and that you've not met for so long. And of course, one thing that we try to do, as others are often doing, is having our open house in our own home, so that we get our neighbors to come and our work friends and the kids' friends and, the workmates, the spouses' workmates. So that we make a point to do.
Is it a big affair for you, your open house?
We have a humble home. So it's not so big, but it's, on our scale, it's probably the main event that we would invite whoever that wants to come to the house to come,
Like you said, it's about the spirit of it.
Yes. So we try our best to do that because it does bring together all the people that are meaningful for us in our lives.
Let's talk about
the people in the neighborhood.
Let's talk about Raya in the context of your work. I mean, Raya is associated with food and eating, and of course, you see a lot of patients with diabetes. What kind of problems do you anticipate during this festive season?
Well, I mean, particularly for diabetes, we are alerted that during Ramadan there can be serious problems for those diabetics that fast, mm-hmm. if they aren't prepared beforehand, they can get into problems with extremes of sugar, they can get into a hypoglycemia during fasting if they're not careful with their medications and their diet, and they can go into the other extreme of very high sugars if they don't look after their diet as well. So that is a caution, and we try our best to educate our patients beforehand about all the adjustments they should do prior to Ramadan to bring down the hospitalization rates and all that. So, yes, we do see a little bit of extra admissions for problems with diabetes, more than usual, maybe because of the fasting period. Mm-hmm. But that can be avoided if we educate patients. Otherwise, I think it is very unpredictable during Hari Raya. Sometimes the admissions are high. Usually, it depends where you are. Like Putrajaya Hospital, where I've been working for about 16 years or so, and usually, most of the time, I'm the consultant on call during Raya because I'm a local sort of, so I don't travel out station. But because, you know, people go away from Putrajaya and back to their kampongs and hometowns during the Raya itself. So sometimes it can be rather quiet, but you know, when they come back, sometimes they bring back not so well relative right into the hospital. So you can see an influx of admissions. But I think the spirit is the same everywhere in all hospitals. You know, there are medical staff that sacrifice and work during Raya period in the belief that, you know, they will get their time for their leave in another, you know, next year or so. So it's a give and take kind of thing. And the hospital, you know, still tries to have the spirit of having a little bit of celebration for the staff. That's what they do in Putrajaya. They will have a mini sort of Raya do in the, you know, downstairs area for the staff and make sure there's some cakes and some food. And there's usually a guest of honor that comes and cheers up the staff. So there's still a bit of a celebration at the hospital level, a short one.
And that's nice, so that they are not left out from the celebrations. What would be your advice for people with diabetes during these festive
The Eid? During Raya. Yes, I think they're all very you know, aware that the fasting month is a good month where they can actually get their diabetes in a bit of control. Most of them will be looking forward to Ramadan and say, oh, no, my sugars get better during Ramadan. And then, of course, they anticipate the subsequent Raya period. You know, they're well aware that, you know, things can get a bit unstable because of the festivities and all the different foods. So I think it's important to, of course, remind them what they already know about controlling. So much so that, you know, if you, we've looked at previous studies and we've looked at their control, so much so that when you see them maybe a couple of months later, because their appointments are later, so, you know, the good control they get during Hari Raya is sometimes obliterated by the month subsequently.
During Ramadan?
Yeah, so much so that, you know, it's not obvious from their sugars and their markers of diabetes control that they've done any better. So weight also, sometimes it will go down immediately after Ramadan and then it'll go up again. So
it can be difficult. There's so many open houses you would feel bad to turn down food, and it's all part of the togetherness, isn't it?
I think it's our, what we've grown up with, you know, the culture and tradition and the way it is since we're young. And the thing that is a bit difficult is we, you know, the thought that we feel obliged to eat when we visit because it, you know, is customary and it's respectable to go to someone's house and make sure you eat. Of course, I'm sure if, you know, you had the will to say, it's all right, I'll have a little bit of or control, I'm sure it's acceptable, you know. So to teach that is difficult, you know. So
It is about the willpower. Perhaps once you start doing it, you will realize it's not so bad after all.
It's not so bad,
And speaking,
you'll feel better at the end of Raya because usually sometimes you feel very, very uncomfortable when you come back in the evening after a whole day of eating.
And speaking of food, what would be your favorite dish during Raya?
Well, I'm a Johorian, so I really enjoy laksa Johor, which, as a Johorian, you would eat with lots of gravy and have your, you know, eat it with your fingers with some belacan and slurp it a little bit, and that would be really great, I imagine. And one typical Johorian dish, which is not often found, is something in the family called arisa, which is a bit a concoction of a bit of meat, very rich, Arabic kind of origins, you know. So that is something also that the family looks forward to.
Well, I learned something new today, Arisa. Well, do you have any Raya wishes?
Well, I just wish for goodness, peace for all, and you know, for those of us who have fasted and are celebrating Ramadan, and for all Malaysians who will also celebrate together with those who fast, even though they don't. Mm-hmm. And may it be peaceful and also always remain safe and healthy throughout. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zanaria. That was Dr. Zanaria Hussein, consultant endocrinologist, sharing with us about Hari Raya celebrations. Selamat Hari Raya to everyone. Drive safe and be healthy. You've been listening to Health and Living on a Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.